on. The Whitney is happening, and as far as I know, the U Detroit show on Randolph tonight featuring Mr. White and the Sights is still a go. I am getting messages coming in as we speak, and Kevin says we go live at 8 o'clock tonight, so yes, the U Detroit show will go on tonight. Mr. White is going to be joining them, playing music from Detroit, from the Motor Live Drive. You can hear that on ustream.tv/channel/UDetroit. Just Google UDetroit, and it is a live stream from downtown at a club on Randolph. They are going to have the Sights performing live. Mr. White's going to be down there playing stuff from Motor Live Drive. And the Motor City Special will be interviewing a few other people and things happening around Detroit. Great group of people. It's a live feed video of a radio station that happens inside a restaurant club. And I hear they're going to have drink specials happening all night. Boy, so much is going on. Let me just see if we are about ready. The New Center Park is having Larry McRae tonight, and then this weekend they are going to have a rap, hip hop, and punk come together to form one interesting theatrical group happening down there at the Wi-Fi camp on Saturday night. Again, the things happening at the New Center Park are free. What else? Brandon Calhoun and Jay Graves is playing Club Bark on Woodward Avenue in Ferndale on Monday. Are we good to go? Just a couple. Oh, we're okay. Hobo Junction. Oh, I mentioned the thing at the Old Miami. Again, that's a benefit for the Canine Rehab Center. And Friday night, the Ashley's Citizen Smile and Hand Grenades are playing at PJ's. And the band Paul Carey, Red Pepper, and the Hot Tamales. I've got a regular gig on Thursday nights down at the Harbor House, and that's down by the casinos, and that is happening tonight, and I haven't heard that it's been canceled. Again, there's an amazing show happening at the Logger House on Saturday night with 18 different bands. They'll be filming it. It's called the Detroit Music War, and they've got High Strung, Letter Camp, Duende, Jehovah Witness Protection Program, Kickstand Band, and the ones we heard here on that last set was Fur doing Pretty Things, Phantom Cats doing Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, and the Pewter Club doing Cub doing Wallpaper Mourner. And they are part of the thing that is going to be filmed this Saturday at PJ's Logger House on Michigan Avenue in Detroit. Are we good to go? All right. Mr. White, are you there? There we go. I caught him off guard.
We're right here. In fact, we're ready to go. In fact, it sounds like we've got Martin and we've got Tino, little Tino Gross, here in the studio with Wally. Are you there?
Yeah, that's right. We're here. We're here.
All right.
All right.
With Tino Gross here in the studio, what are you going to start off with? We got a little blues duo set going, and what are you going to start off with?
Well, I thought because it's Detroit and we're here in the Motor City, why not some John Lee Hooker?
Why not?
A little book of chill. Come on a place called Henry's Swing Club. in him, and it's got to come out. It felt so good, baby. I had to book it just the same. Oh, book it, Chip.
Right, now we got the real down and dirty Motor City Blues here in the studio today. We have we have Little Tino here on guitar and harmonica. Oh, also known by many other names. We'll call him just Little Tino today.
That'll work.
All right. And accompanying him on drums, we have Wally.
Wally, that's right.
All right. Now, this is you could call it a band, you could call it a duo, you can call it the real down and dirty Detroit Blues.
Yeah, we're just kicking it today on a, you know, two-piece, just like the way they do it in Mississippi quite often. You know, you see a lot of two-piece bands, and once you tune into that vibe, it can be, you know, it can sound like 100 guys. It's all about the groove and the trance, you know.
All right. Well, why don't you get us into the groove again, Tino?
All right, you got it.
What are you going to do?
This one, I think I'm going to switch gears up, do a little Bob Dylan.
All right.
One of my faves. Here we go. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, through the bumps of dime, in your prime, well, didn't you? People call, said, beware, dog, you know you're bound to fall, you thought there was a kid in you. Cause you used to laugh about everyone that was just hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't act so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? Tell me, how does it feel to be on your own? A complete unknown, baby. Like a rolling stone, baby. Princess on a steeple, all the beautiful people just laughing, 'cause they got it made. You know, I think you better take your diamond ring. I think you better go ahead and pawn it, babe. Cause you used to just laugh about everybody out here that was just hanging out, people. That's what it's about. Oh, but now you don't talk so loud. And now you don't act so proud. Cause you got no secrets, baby, to conceal. Oh, Peter, how does it feel? Tell me, how does it feel to be on your own? A complete unknown, like a rolling stone. Secrets, baby, to conceal. Well, Lord knows, how does it feel? Tell me, how does it feel, baby? Oh, to be on your own. Good God, I'm mostly no direction home.
Now, that was a real change up for you today.
Yeah, you don't hear that every day, right?
No, no. You sure don't.
It's a hit record, but it's one of those you don't hear, especially you don't hear it like that.
Yeah, that's kind of like the way we do it, like in the John Lee Hooker tradition, or, you know, maybe at least I'd like to think so. We're adding a little of the Detroit funk to it.
Definitely.
Now, Tino, I got a question
yes,
for
sir.
You. In fact, you're a man of many names, many hats, many professions. And today you got your Funky D hat on right now.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, but I think the first time I saw...
This one's called Easy Living. You buy these down... Oh, can you talk about where you get these? No, you can't.
That's well, you can tell them where, but you can't tell them how much.
Right.
You can take it and tell them if you get them for free.
You know, Lewis the Hatter.
Oh, you got to get them there.
It's called
I got
Easy
mine.
Living. It's the spring brim. This is the lightweight straw hat.
All right. Yeah. Easy
where
Living.
Where to the Tiger games when you're chilling at, you know, grilling and... Dylan, like Lewis Bob Dylan.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, the first time I remember seeing you around, you were playing drums with the Urbations, I think, back in the 80s.
Yeah, fine. Dance ensemble, rock and roll band, great, great band of musicians, the Urbations, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you've been many things. You've been a DJ. You've been a record producer.
I've had your job.
Yeah. up in Ypsilanti, I think.
Yeah, I was with WEMU, 89.1 FM, Ypsilanti. Like, who bop shabam and who you am, who should be doing, how are you? This is the backdoor man, the tail drag, the gangster of love, the pharmacist of funk, the high sheriff from bleep, can't say it.
Oh, but,
let's pound the boards, you know, all of that. It's time for some blues right here on the Big City Blues Cruise.
All right.
That's the way that's the way life ought to be. If you got the blues.
I had to bleep myself there for you.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But you've also been a record producer down in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a singer. You've been a guitar player. You've been a man of many hats.
Yeah, you know, music. I'm a fan. I think that's the best way to put it. I'm a fan, so I just like being a part of it, and I love all the artists I get to hang out and work with. So I feel lucky.
Hey, what more can you say?
That's right.
Well, in fact, can you get another groove on for us?
Why, certainly. I think now it's time for a little, we're gonna do, well, this is probably good for your listeners, right? You have a lot of blues on this station.
Oh, right? We got more blues than any other station in town.
Then let's get this one.
That's the real blues. In fact, it's an old Robert Johnson song.
Yeah, Robert Johnson.
Yeah, in fact, he'd last month would have been his 100th birthday.
Really?
Yeah, if he'd lived past 27.
Yeah, he got, they took him out at a young age. I think his lifestyle was a little bit too far ahead, advanced for the time zone he was living in.
Well, in fact, Sonny Boy Williamson told him not to drink from that bottle, but he didn't listen to his elders.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if your listeners know the story, but a quick recap.
You may.
He was very popular. He was living like a rock star back then, you know, back doing all the parties and the house parties and playing. And, you know, then he got to record, which was huge, you know, recording for Columbia Records. So he was like a real big shot, and the ladies loved him.
Well, the thing is, the ladies loved him. He wasn't very popular yet.
Yeah, and then what happened was one of the lady's husbands poisoned him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wow.
And he died a horrible, painful death at the juke joint he was performing in. Isn't that the way the story
went? That is what happened. In fact, Sonny Boy Williamson was there. Sonny Boy Williamson the first.
Wow.
Told him not to drink from an open bottle.
Right, right. And you still shouldn't to this day.
That's right.
You
know,
that's right.
Not smart.
It's bar etiquette.
Now, what's that you guys are drinking?
No, Oh, no. I would like to mention that there has been a power outage in downtown Detroit, and several Wayne State has canceled classes. But I've gotten word from the New Center Park that Larry McRae will be going on tonight live. The Whitney Garden Party is happening right now as we speak with the Sites, and U Detroit Cafe on Randolph is doing their show tonight live. So things are going to happen in Detroit whether we got power or not. So.
That's right.
What a bunch of talented folks you just mentioned. They're all great. Larry McRae, to me, the greatest blues man in Michigan. He is amazing.
He is.
And then my friends, the Sites, who are, Eddie, that's my bud.
Yep.
Eddie is just a phenomenal rock and roll talent. And you, Detroit, those are my friends over there.
Yeah, we're going down there later tonight.
Brian and Mark, love you guys. So I have to give everybody their play.
Well, in fact, we got to give it up for you guys. In fact, Tino Gross and Wal-E, the dynamic duo. Yeah, that's how they're pictured on their poster here.
They are.
Well, I found him. You know, he was playing with Eddie Money. He was Eddie Money's drummer, making $10,000 a night. And I told Eddie Money, I'm going to steal your drummer because I like his hair. So, I'm sure everybody listening appreciates his hairdo.
Well, they can. Yeah. In fact, and that suit he's wearing too. He's got
that dude's looking pretty good too, brother.
I got it slicked.
You're chrome.
Nice. In fact, while he's over there, he's got on a what kind of hat is that he's wearing?
Oh, he's got on like a Rod Stewart wig.
Yeah.
I shouldn't talk, by the way.
And he's wearing like a gas station attendant's outfit?
Oh, yeah, he's great. That's Wally on the drums.
Wally.
We'll be at Dillon's this Sunday.
All right.
That's right. Yep. Now, Dillon's is at Dillon's Raw Bar and Grill right on Mac Avenue. That, I think that's 15402 Mac Avenue in Grosse Pointe Park, right between Outer Drive and Alter Road.
The wonderful Montgomery family, who I must add is doing more to keep live music going in Detroit right now. They're hard times for musicians, and especially live music. The venues are closing up. You know, all the guys that like to play all the time, there's not a lot of places, and Dillon's has picked up the slack, and I think they get the Tino Blues Award.
All right.
All right.
And you'll be there on Sunday?
Which they might not want, but on Sunday.
All right.
What time are you going on Sunday?
That's early, like 8. Yeah.
8 till when?
8 till whenever.
And, in fact, Sunday they have half-price sushi?
The sushi's good. It's fresh. There's nothing to, not love about it. It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. And the music will be great, too.
Yeah.
In fact, give us a little sample of what you're going to be doing Sunday night.
This one. Here's one of our favorites by the great AC/DC. I'm rolling down the highway. I'm heading to the show. Stopping at the byways, I'll be playing rock and roll. Getting rock, getting took, getting beat up, getting shook, getting beat down, getting had. I'll tell you, people never had it so bad. Band, it's a long way to the top if you wanna rock and roll. the shape I'm in. I'm getting bobbed, getting tough, getting beat up. Second look, getting beat down. It's so sad. I could tell you people about the troubles I've had, but it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long, long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. I tell you people, you want one night stand? Well now, try playing up here in this rock and roll band. It's a long way. Tell you some boy, long way to the top, baby. Long way to the top, baby. To the top, baby. Long way to the top, baby. Long way to the top, baby. Long way to the top, baby. Down and you might drop, baby. It's a long way. Well, you know it's a long, long way, baby. Long way from Detroit to the top, baby. Long, long way, baby. 300,000 miles in a beat-up Econoline Ford van. You gotta try to make it to the Apollo Theater, baby. It's a long, long way. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you want to. And roll. Mercy.
All right, yeah. Now blues and rock and roll. Blues and rock and roll, it's all the same thing, hey.
Absolutely.
Hey, Fats Domino back in the 50s said this brand new rock and roll stuff is just rhythm and blues. I've been playing for the last 15 years down in New Orleans.
Well, you know, really the music started out and black people started really creating it, and they were calling it, you know, blues, rhythm and blues, things like that. Well, that sounds like a windstorm.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
Where it's coming
from. It's pretty cool.
Well, and we got it. It's good now.
But you know, so then they renamed it. They called it rock and roll. But you know, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll.
That's right. Rock and roll is just rhythm and blues for white people.
It's for everybody. And but I would say that. You know, white audiences at that time needed to have a name, like you know. So they, Alan Freed and some of these disc jockeys came up with this new term, and they called it rock and roll. But black people had been doing it all along. It wasn't, you know, it was just they put a new sticker on it. But the music is the music, and yeah, it's for all people.
You know? All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what's the best way to get a hold of Tino Gross? People here really like this stuff. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to, I don't know how many, do your people go on like the internet and Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. Some are living on there.
Some are listening on there right now.
You can find me on Facebook, you know, Tino Gross.
That's right. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Yeah. I'd give you my phone number, but then I'd have problems.
You would. Yes, you would.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah, just look me up like that. And or, you know, if you're out driving around at night, you'll probably see me.
All right. What kind of car are you driving? Are you on the bus?
No, I'm. Well, you know what? The bus is where it's at.
Okay.
I mean, if you really want to meet people and have fun, get on the bus.
There you go.
Driving around in your car is like for squares. Yeah, get on the bus, man.
That's right. We always want to hip our audiences to the newest thing.
Yeah. You know, like, I was driving down Woodward, baby, trying to find my way home. I was driving down Woodward, baby, trying to find my way home. I didn't want to make a big fuss, so I went downtown, people, on the Woodward bus.
I think we got a hit.
That is a true life story.
You know, I went downtown on the Woodward bus. That's my next hit.
It's going to be. Unless with your other group. You got another group you've been working with.
I got one heck of a group.
What is that group?
The Howling Diablos.
Yeah, you've been running that band for a while.
Oh, man, we've had so much fun. And we've got a new album that's coming out July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be at the Park Bar in Detroit. And that's a Saturday night. And it's going to be the Howling Diablos, the Horse Cave Trio.
Ah.
Amazing.
In fact, they called up just a couple of minutes ago.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they know what's up.
They do.
And also a band called Stag-A-Lee, the young group of kids, little blues geniuses that are going to explode in this town, I'm telling you. Stag-A-Lee.
I'll be looking for them.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So that's
definitely
three big acts, and we'll be releasing our new CD. It's called Ultrasonic Gas Can.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
and I think you're going to play one of the songs in a little while, too.
In fact, I could play it right now.
Why don't you?
It's about halfway through the show. It's about time to give it a go.
Yeah, let's hear Mr. Right Now.
All right. In fact, that's the only thing you're releasing off that yet.
Yeah, this is the first single. There's a video for this that's really fun to look at on YouTube. It's safe and clean for the whole family. And it's a party jam. And this features a Motown legend. You'll hear his low voice. His name's Robert Bateman. He was the producer of the Marvelettes.
Ah.
And he wrote Please, Mr. Postman. This guy is great. He's a Detroit jewel.
So all right.
He's on the record with us, yeah.
All right. Now, I do want
and
to remind...
And a lot of other people. The album has, like, all kinds of good people. But I'm going to wait till they get the whole album. This is the first song.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, and I do want to remind people, this is... The blues is an adult material. It's not for kids. This is family-friendly, but it is an adult story.
It's on the Funky D record label, which will tell you right there, you know, that it's got a little adult vibe to it, but it's fun for the family and kids and all your pets.
All right, as long as it's good for the pets. Here we got Mr. Right Now.
Now, once upon a time on a Friday night, I was looking for a little bit of feel so right. In Mohino, no lie, so I headed to the club. Took a look around, and there she was. This was all pre-buzz, so I ordered up a double. Buffed on a Marlboro Light by the mofo. After a couple more, I'm getting brave. I had to think to myself what I'm gonna say. She was sitting all alone in a straight booth, so I walked up on her with a gray goose. About 5:11, no ring wasn't buried. Looking down, messing around with her BlackBerry. I was heading through the room like a fastball. Hey baby, what you doing after last call? What you say, you and me and that body head back to the crib for an after party? That's right. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right Now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right Now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right Now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right Now. You to do
thing next is simple. Jump into the backseat of my Pinto. They won't come knocking when the car's rocking. Don't care what you've been through, tell me what you're into. $11 wigs and fancy dresses, one night stands and pearl necklaces, hot tubs, back rubs and vodka, all prepared by the funky papa. Chilling all alone in a straight booth, so I walks up on her with the Grey Goose. About 5'2", no ring, wasn't married, looking down, messing around with her BlackBerry. I was heading through the room like a fastball. Hey baby, what you doing after last call? What you say, you and me and that body head back to the crib for an apple pie? That's right. May not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now. I may not be Mr. Right, but I'm Mr. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mr. White.
Yeah.
It may not be Mr. Right.
That's your song, brother.
All right.
Woo, so that was a world debut on air?
Yeah, well, you know what? It hasn't gotten a lot of airplay because we haven't really released. I'm sending it to all the radio stations this week. So you guys got one of the first spins out on it. It's been played in Mexico, though, believe it or not.
Well, of course.
Yeah, the Howling Diablos.
Yeah, we went on the Kid Rock cruise ship. You know, we played on there.
Yes, you did.
And we went from New Orleans to Cozumel, Mexico. And in Mexico, I flipped a copy to the DJ. Then it was the first spin ever was in Mexico. So I think that's fitting.
It is. For the Howling Diablos, yeah, it is.
It is.
In fact, where can people go and see the Howling Diablos live?
We'll be at River Days June 25th.
That's right.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to be playing any idea about it. Says you're going to be playing at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. That's a good slot, I think. It's the Saturday, 7 o'clock, boom, boom, boom.
All right.
Yep.
It'll be a fine, fine day. Yeah. Down on the riverfront?
That's the next gig.
All right. Wow.
That's a big show.
Okay. And the CD release party is?
July 23rd. Saturday, July 23rd at the Park Bar in Detroit.
Okay.
Yep.
And are there any other required shows that you'll have to go to catch the Howlin' Diablos?
Well, there's, if you go to, you know, we're on Facebook again, Facebook, Howlin' Diablos, our page, and howlingdiablos.com, and MySpace/Howlin' Diablo. You know, we're all over, so just look us up. We got a lot of shows over the summer all around, you know, the state and the Midwest. Some, we're doing some up north stuff, Traverse City, Mackinac Island, you know. But we, like I said, we just got back from the Kid Rock cruise, which was 5 days at sea with a bunch of maniacs.
You included.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been quite a boat or ship.
Drummer Johnny B, I thought we were going to have to put him in a body bag.
Oh.
Taking him off the boat. He had too much fun. They let him steer the boat.
Whoa.
You know? Now, that was a wild trip.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at your MySpace site. There's a picture of a T-shirt, the Funky D Records T-shirt with a puppy on the front.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about puppies?
Well, that looks just like my puppy, Rio.
Yeah. Well, that's Nigel Burnside. That's my Cocker Spaniel. He's a British Cocker Spaniel, and he kind of runs the record company.
Well, of course.
We've got an English Springer Spaniel, but boy, the face is certainly the same.
Yeah, they're great. Well, we love dogs, and I'd like to get a plug in from my brother Hush. He's a rapper in Detroit who does the Detroit Dog Rescue.
Is he a hush puppy?
Well, he's that, but he's also out there saving stray dogs in the city, and they find homes for them, and they're building a shelter. So it's a good thing for people to think about contributing to Detroit Dog Rescue.
Okay, I've been hearing about that.
Is that the group that's having the show at the Miami this weekend?
I think so. He's on our new album as well, the Diablo's new record when that comes out.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, he's a great talent, and
he
was all over the national media last week. You know, they had him on CNN and NBC, and Brian Williams talking about this amazing thing called the Detroit Dog Rescue.
Oh, you can get it online.
They say there's 70,000 stray loose dogs running around Detroit. With nothing to eat. So imagine that, 70,000 loose dogs.
Man, that's. Probably as many people can't find anything to eat out there, too.
Yeah, so, they're trying to get the ones that still have a chance off the street into a shelter.
Well, that'll be good.
And then hopefully into a home. So.
Well, hopefully we can help them out at the New Miami this weekend.
So, since you brought up the dog thing, I had to mention that.
Well, that's a good thing. We can mention that since it's a nonprofit.
Nonprofit, right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, why don't we get to some nonprofit blues right now?
All right, brother. Oh, yeah. Wally's got a great idea here. We usually save this for the end of the night, but we'll do our blues version of The Stooges.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the real rock and blues.
That is certainly.
Stooges were a blues band to me. I mean, I'll argue that to anyone. Mm-hmm. The Stooges were a blues band. Iggy was a blues drummer.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, very knowledgeable about music and the blues and the way the guys played, too. The whole band had that hypnotic kind of trance.
They had that drone, too.
That drone, which is like John Lee Hooker and R.L. Burnside. It's like a Mississippi groove, you know. It was deep, very deep groove. The Stooges were amazing.
Yeah. In fact, I'll let you get a sip of water there. In fact, we had a phone call a little while ago.
Speaking of raunchy blues, Rick Ruiner called to say he's listening. He loves you guys. It sounds great, and it is as raunchy as it can get. So,
now there's another guy. See, now Rick Ruiner, I'm telling you, one of my all-time favorites in Detroit.
Another great Detroit talent.
We go see them all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's been right here in our studio, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rick's the sweetest, coolest dude there is.
Well, he did a shout-out to you, so.
There it is, the Ruiners. And Nina. Woo!
What more can you say? All right. In fact, why don't we tell the people what you're playing today? You got you're getting down and raunchy. You got electric guitar, but you got an amp that stands about a foot tall.
Oh yeah, that's my beater. You know, like, your amp is. I don't know that little amp there. It's a little beat up hunk of junk, you know. But I like the way it sounds. I think it's called a Gorilla.
Yeah, it's only about a foot square.
Yeah, the Gorilla amp. But it sounds mean and nasty, you know.
And what kind of guitar are you playing?
This is a Mexican-made Strat. It's the one. I actually got this guitar. The Howlin' Diablos played the grand opening of the first Guitar Center in Michigan like a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we were out there on a little ramp like on a truck. And the generator kept going down. It wasn't our fault, but we couldn't even get through the song because, we kept losing power. So everybody kind of felt bad. And they go on in and get a guitar. So I went and grabbed this off the wall. It's just a cheap little son of a gun, but I like it.
All right. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what life should be. As long as you like it, it's good.
Yeah, it's covered in filth.
Well, it makes it sound good.
Yeah.
And is that a dime store harmonica you're playing?
It's just a standard issue, military issue Hohner blues harp.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing special. I mean, it's just a good harp. And usually I bring more so I can play in different keys, but.
Well, we're down and dirty today.
Yeah, yeah. So keep it simple.
That's right. And Wally's got a small drum kit today.
Now, what kind of headphones are you wearing? What brand? I'm just kidding.
These are military issue. So.
Right. Yeah, baby.
All right. So why don't we get some more music going?
All right. Well, I'd like to do this one. This is a Hound Dog Taylor.
You got to get some Hound Dog Taylor.
Get back to the blues here for you. Give me back that whip I bought you, girl. I gotta let your dog.
Three more times if I have to, 'cause you really ain't got no business, baby, no wearing no hair at all. Give me back that wig.
Now, Tino, I got to tell you something.
Shoot.
I just stepped out in the lobby to give a listen to what it sounded like on the air, and it sounds just the way you want it to.
Good.
In fact...
So it don't sound too good, then.
Well, the thing is...
I don't want to sound good. Well, I want to sound great.
Well, the thing is, there was a music student out there.
Yeah? Uh-oh, they're going to quit.
And he was asking... What is that drummer doing out there? That sounds terrible. That sounds raunchy. What is he? That sounds nasty. What is he doing?
Well, I think it's self-evident.
In fact,
what we're doing.
If
you feel it, you feel it.
That's right.
If you don't, you don't. You need help.
In fact, all I told him is that is the way they want to sound.
Ooh. That's what they're going for.
We worked hard to perfect this.
That's right.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
And we want to remind everybody they can come out and see this fine, highly polished jewel Sunday night out at Dylan's Raw Bar and Grill on 15402 Mack Avenue in Grosse Pointe Park, right between East Otter Drive and Alter Road. And you can catch him right there, live and in person.
That's right. We'll be throwing down. We'll be throwing it down, baby. That's what we gwan do.
All right. Well, we got less than 10 minutes to go here. We got about 7 minutes. Do you think you got a song or two you can put in?
Yeah, I'm going to slow it down for just a second here for you.
Well, you may.
This is an old folk song originally done by Blind Lemon Jefferson, and then it was recorded by a million people, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, B.B. King, all kinds. John Hammond, I don't know. It goes on and on. But it's like an old gospel, folk, whatever. Goes like this. I got one kind of favor to ask of you. Of you, I've got one kind of favor to ask of you. Won't you see that my grave is kept clean? There's four white horses carrying me. Thank you. you ever heard that coughing sound? Have you ever heard that coughing sound? Have you ever heard that coughing sound? Well, that means another poor boy is in the ground. I got one kind favor to ask of you. One kind favor to ask of you. See that it's kept clean, baby.
Yeah. Keep it clean.
Yeah, it's an old one. That's got a trillion verses to it as well, but yeah. See that my grave is kept clean, or one kind favor, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind people to check you out, the dynamic duo, Tino Gross and Wally, right there at Dylan's Raw Bar and Grill on Mack Avenue between East Otter Drive and Alter Road. You can catch them online at a number of places. You can get them on Facebook, and where else can people catch you?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Like I say,
I don't want them to catch me too good.
Well, they can probably find you on the Woodward bus Saturday
I'm
night.
I'm around. I'm not hard to find. But
no.
Yeah, just look in your listings for, you know, all your hottest entertainment lists of cutting-edge, groundbreaking shows. You'll find me there.
That's where I always find you.
Times.
I always find you at those.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, we got a couple more minutes. You want to do something to take us out on?
Yeah, we're going to take it out. We're going to take it out with this. I'm going to go with some more John Lee Hooker.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. This one was done by the MC5 as well. So.
All right.
Motor City's burning.
Big deal is burning, baby.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Next week on Motor Live Drive at 5, we'll have the Blue Collar Boys with